It's Halloween, my friends. Man, is it spooky out there today. Let's see here. Snow blind by the end of the night. Well, that's the forecast for Chicago, possibly northern Michigan. That's right. Snow in the forecast. Talk about a nasty little trick. I've been telling you it's going to be cold. Now I'm telling you it could very well come with a big blast of snow, too. We'll see what happens with that. Insurance companies in Michigan, according to a Cranes article in Detroit, are making Michigan drivers pay for savings. We'll explain what that means. But the number one story continues to be the whistleblower unmasked for Halloween. The whistleblower unmasked. Yeah, that's right. The whistleblower in the impeachment saga unmasked for Halloween by Real Clear Politics, who says they're doing it because it's the right thing to do. They're disclosing the name because of the public's interest in learning details of an effort to remove a sitting president from office is in the public's best interest. Furthermore, the official status as a whistleblower is complicated because it's a hearsay reporter of accusations against the president, one who has some indication of an arguable political bias in favor of a political rival. That's the way the Intelligence Committee Inspector General phrased it circumspectly in the original fielding of his complaint. So here is the whistleblower, Eric Charamella. Eric Charamella, 33 years old, a registered Democrat, a holdover from the Obama White House and administration, who previously worked for Vice President Joe Biden and actually flew with him to Ukraine on Air Force Two on a couple of occasions. Charamella also worked for CIA Director John Brennan, maybe one of the most outspoken critics and a guy who began the investigation that led to the special counsel. Now, Charamella left his National Security Council posting in the White House West Wing in mid-2017 because of concerns that he was the one leaking plenty of information to the press and others. One of those critical leaks about that meeting with Russians in the Oval Office the day after Comey was fired, and he started the entire narrative about Vladimir Putin demanding James Comey be fired. Charamella also huddled for guidance with the staff of House Intel Chair Adam Schiff, the guy leading the push for impeachment now. He huddled with Adam Schiff, including former colleagues that have now been hired by Schiff's office, at least two of those. Charamella also worked with a Democratic National Committee operative who dug up dirt on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. Her name, Alexandra Chalupa, a Ukrainian-American who supported Hillary Clinton's campaign and the effort to link the Republican campaign to the Russian government. He knows her. He had her at the White House. This all according to Real Clear Politics. Documents confirm the DNC opposition researcher attended at least one White House meeting with Charamella in November of 2015. You know, what the funny thing is, though, is that everybody in official Washington knows who he is. Everybody in the mainstream media knows who this guy is. They all knew his name. And just because you're a whistleblower doesn't mean you're guaranteed to be anonymous. That is not the deal. CNN knew, New York Times knew, Congress knew, NBC, ABC, CBS. They all know, according to Fred Flights, a former CIA analyst and a former national security advisor to the president. He's fielded dozens of calls from the media. And instead of reporting this with breathless, you know, anticipation and fervor, as the 24-hour news team usually does, they've said just about nothing. In fact, worse than that, Adam Schiff has stopped and stifled questions from Republicans in these behind-closed-doors secret impeachment proceedings because they dare ask. Because they dare ask about Eric Charamella. That's what happened yesterday. Remember the reports about how they said, well, the Republicans were stopped from asking questions and so forth? That's because they brought up his name. They're hiding him. Or at least they were trying to. That's over now. Thank you to Real Clear Politics for being honest with the rest of the American people. In America, it is not appropriate for an anonymous source to stand behind in the shadows and bring down a duly elected sitting president of the United States. It would not be appropriate whether the president be a Republican, a Democrat, a democratic socialist, or any other damn thing. It's not appropriate. It's time for him to answer questions about his bias. And in fact, these White House get-togethers he went to, he went to some get-together. Joe Biden's office invited Caramella, according to federal records, to a get-together October 2016, a state luncheon hosted for the Italian prime minister, but it also included John Brennan, James Comey, James Clapper, and others. Totally not normal for somebody at a low-level GS-13 federal employee state. It was very unusual, according to several U.S. officials, very unusual, reported by Real Clear Politics, and it showed that he was very politically connected inside the Obama White House. Fluent in Ukrainian, fluent in Russian, fluent in Arabic, a Yale-educated guy who knows the languages. And he was held over into the Trump administration and then headed the Ukraine desk, believe it or not, the Ukraine desk. Does that strike you as incredible? I mean, Ukraine is where much of the Steele dossier came from. And his friend Alexander Chalupa was connected to all of that. But then he was kicked out of the West Wing because of persistent beliefs that he was one of the leakers. And in fact, back in May of 17, prior to his dismissal from the West Wing, Caramella went outside the chain of command, according to former NSC co-workers, to send an email alerting another agency that Trump happened to hold this meeting with the Russians. So he tried to be a whistleblower then. And he created the entire narrative that Russian President Vladimir Putin had phoned the president a week earlier and that it had been Vladimir Putin that ordered the firing of James Comey. This is how far this nonsense goes. But of course, Bob Mueller found no conspiracy between the Trump campaign or the transition team or whatever with Russia. We know that now. And so you have a guy here who is fervently anti-Trump, a registered Democrat, a guy who met with Adam Schiff's team to coordinate his quote-unquote whistleblower document, who worked with Joe Biden, flew back and forth to the Ukraine on Air Force Two at least twice, worked for John Brennan, but was closely associated with James Clapper and James Comey. This guy was the insurance policy, or one of them. This guy was part of the insurance policy. And Democrats continue to shut down any lines of questioning focusing on this guy, but I guarantee you his name is coming up because there is a Republican that's going to put his name on the floor of the House today. I don't know who it's going to be yet, but somebody is going to put his name out there today. And everybody knew who he was anyway. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years, since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.